another device on the, oh, there we go. Another device on the bench. You can go up and manipulate that too to let us know that you're here.
Something just moved over there.
Yeah, there's multiple things going on in the room at the same time. But there's one predominant. That's the one that's affecting you and making you feel angry. The others are like behind. I don't want to assume. What was that?
What?
Right here in this bench.
Where?
This bench.
What was it?
Turn your flashlight back on. Turn it off. Oh, it's mine that's on. Sorry. No, I was sitting here, and it was almost like... How do I describe it? Someone stood up, like from a sitting position, standing up, because it was like a,
pressure in the chest.
Yeah, you need to move again. No, I don't think it's that they don't care for you. I think it's that they know that you're sensitive and you can feel it, so they're going to do it. You just have to determine if it's your emotions or theirs. And if it's theirs, then you need to make sure that you acknowledge that it's theirs and not yours and don't absorb it as yours.
No, it's definitely not mine.
Well, don't let them make it yours.
I'm different. No, it won't.
Okay.
It won't, I promise you.
All right. Can you give us an indication of why you're giving Dan pressure in his chest and making him feel angry?
I don't feel angry. I feel like there's something that's angry.
Yes, because they're protective. They're protective.
Yeah, I don't feel angry at all.
But you feel their anger.
I think it's that pressure. The chest.
Like when you get angry. Yeah. Like you're having...
It's like that like anger, and it's that... It's not necessarily anger as much as it is just... It's a kind of like that feeling you get when somebody pisses you off or says something that... I don't know how to verbalize this. It's when they say something that makes you, you know, feel that anger more or less a little bit. But you don't want to, like, come out and be angry. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's just like you start to...
You're internalizing
it. Kind of like, yeah.
You're internalizing the anger.
Yeah.
That feeling. And that's why you get the pressure in your chest by your sternum.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Again, I don't feel angry. In fact, I don't feel much of anything.
We understand why you would feel angry and protect... I'm getting more of a protective... And that's where the anger's coming
from?
That
could be it. Again, I don't feel angry. I don't feel like it's like...
No, but you feel theirs.
Coming at you kind of thing.
Okay.
Because I've felt places of anger, not here.
Right.
And this doesn't feel like that. This is...
Well, it's definitely thick down here.
It is.
Yeah, the emotions are very thick down here, and there's a good reason for that. And we need to acknowledge that and be respectful of that.
Absolutely.
And it's hard for them to trust that we're not here to harm them because this is where they went to hide from being harmed. and we're in their space. This is where their safe space was supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It does.
All right. So that's why the protective anger comes in, like you said. Wouldn't you be feeling the same way if you walked into your home and there's people there and,
sure.
you know, and you're trying to protect your family and
sure.
whatever. So we understand that how you feel and why you would feel that way. We just want to make sure you know that we're not here to harm you, that we're not here to be disrespectful. But we are here to see if we can communicate with you so that your memories can stay alive. Can you please step forward? We want to acknowledge you. Whispers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you. They're in that room. But there's one over here, too. The one that keeps bothering Dan. And I just got like a splitting, piercing right through my temple. Like a headache. Like right, freaking right through.
Something just touched my leg.
Did it?
Is yours subsiding at all, Dan?
Yep.
Good.
It is.
Thank you for letting Dan go. Thank you for letting it subside. Thank you.
No, it has been ever since.
You moved back over there?
No. Even after that, it was after we had the discussion about the feeling of whose is it? Is it yours? Is it theirs?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to make sure that you don't absorb it and have it become yours.
Yeah.
Don't take ownership of it.
There's something in that room.
There is, and it keeps, like, peeking out.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yeah, he can stay in. He or she can stay in there.
He can stay right there. It's okay. We're not going to harm you. We're not going to chase you down. If you don't want to come out...
Derek might. Derek
well, chooses. I'm not going to. If Derek would like to, that's Derek's choice.
He tried earlier.
Yeah. Pressure's coming back. Anybody else feeling that too, or just me?
Okay.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
I definitely hear something in that room.
I did too. Did you hear a baby cry? Like a little whimper?
I heard a low, very low pitch growl.
I did that earlier. I felt I heard that earlier. Just feels soft. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Very, very local. It's not on my whole chest. It's like right
in the sternum.
Yeah.
Right in the base of the sternum.
Yeah.
It's mild right now, but it's back.
This is kind of a level.
I would really like you to come forward and make that device turn red. We know you're here. We've acknowledged you and we've appreciated you. We've respected your boundaries.
Yeah, it's a completely different energy than what it was upstairs, because before they wanted to go through there.
Yeah.
They wanted to go near that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like standing off right now.
Well, I'm trying to be empathetic of the fact that they had soldiers and war and, mm-hmm. you know, death and disease and injuries and all around them
sure.
constantly, and they're
sure.
disorientated. They don't know who to trust, and I completely understand that. Are you getting anything in the back of your neck?
Just did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Did you just get nudged too? Did you feel a nudge?
No.
You're ready.
Get ready?
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good. They're gonna try and punch you in a minute. No, now that I've said it out loud, they may not. Tap-tap-tap. I just got the word tap-tap.
Tap-tap-tap.
Okay.
A lot of voices.
Well, I think that's
the heat
coming on. Might be a pipe or something over there that's like popping noise.
Yeah, with one of your arms. Either arm does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, let's call it.
Let's call it?
I think so.
All right, well, thank you very much for allowing us to come into your space. Please remember that you're not allowed to follow us, attach to us, or harm us in any way. We'll respect your space and your boundaries. Okay,
yeah, let's see. I'm done with this room.